Jewish group sponsored what they called a community gathering of solidarity and prayer for peace. Among the speakers was Rekavit Ginsburg, who's a visiting community emissary from Israel. She says Israelis are living through a lot.
Pain and fear with the realization that we have to overcome. En lanu eretz acheret. We have no other homeland.
Two of the people who attended the gathering were Elaine and Mitch Nellis, who are mother and son. Elaine says she doesn't think Israel attacking the Hamas in response to Hamas shelling Israel was an overreaction.
At what point should we have waited? When they talk about proportionality, do we wait instead of 8 years, we wait for 9? Do we wait instead of 4,000 rockets, do we wait for 4,001?
Mitch Nellis says it's important for Israel supporters in Wisconsin to speak up about what's happening in the Middle East.
As Jews, we have this feeling that we are one people worldwide. We have a responsibility to look out for each other and to look out for Israel.
There were also several appeals made to send money to equip bomb shelters and provide other relief for Israeli civilians. Outside the Congregation Shalom Synagogue, about a dozen pro-Gaza supporters held signs promoting peace. Joyce Gwynn says U.S. taxpayers are partly to blame for the outbreak of violence.
Because of the billions and billions of dollars of military aid that we provide Israel.
Gwynn says that money should be stopped until the fighting ends. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.